Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Big day, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host today. I'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Today we have an exceptional guest on. It is the president of Midas Financial, Mr. Daryl Hornbacher. Mr. Daryl Hornbacher, are you there?
I sure am. How are you?
Great, great. It's, the weather's a little bit rainy here, but other than that, it's a beautiful day.
Better than snow.
You're right about that. Now, would you prefer for me to address you as Daryl on the call today?
Daryl is fine.
All right, great. Before we get started, the first thing that we like to do is make sure that our listeners are able to contact you. So if you can please leave the best contact information for them to reach you.
Sure. The direct line right to my desk is 303-513-8664. That's 303-513-8664.
Great. And what's your website?
My main website is www.midas-financial.com. So Midas and then a hyphen and then financial.com.
Great, great. Now, can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself so that they'll, you know, kind of get a feel for who you are? Like, do you come from a large family, small family, school, whatever you'd like to share?
Sure. Four brothers and sisters, grew up in rural Michigan, farming area, Midwestern values, spent a lot of time outdoors, you know, when I was a kid, playing sports and all that kind of stuff. After school, I've traveled and been just about everywhere in the country. I finally settled in Denver, Colorado, or a suburb of Denver. And I've been here now for 16 years.
16 years. What do you think the big difference would be from when you lived in Michigan until you moved out here?
The weather is probably the biggest. The weather, you know, Denver, everybody thinks of Denver with that major snowstorm they saw on Monday Night Football 15 or 18 years ago, whatever the heck it is. But, you know, Denver actually gets very little snow. It's very warm for the most part in the winter, although we're going through a real cold spell and snowy spell right now. But 2 weeks ago, we had 11 days in a row of 70-degree weather, you know, in the middle of, you know. So it's up in the mountains, it's cold, and they get literally hundreds and hundreds of inches of snow. Down in Denver, down in the Front Range, as they call it, or the Valley, we'll get maybe 20 or 25 inches of snow in a winter, broken up over 8 to 10 what we call snow events. And because of the altitude and the direct sunlight, we have more sun than anywhere else in the country. And the temperatures, the snow melts. And I mean, I'm looking out my window. It was unusual this week. We've got almost 30 inches of snow. And I'm looking out my window right now, it's going to get to 55 or 60 degrees today, and, you know, two-thirds of that snow will be melted today, and the balance will be melted tomorrow.
That, you know, I never thought that Denver was like that, and just to hear it firsthand from someone who's been there 16 years, it makes me want to go. I have a buddy who has a sister who was going to school out there, so I'll definitely try to get down there and maybe stop by your office and have some coffee or something.
You know, it's really a great city. That, you know, the crime rates are very low. It's a very diverse community, and it seems that for the most part everybody gets along. You know, I stay out of the political thing. It's just not my cup of tea. So, you know, I really don't know a lot going on there. But the downtown area is very nice and very clean, and you can walk around at any time of the day or night pretty much anywhere. It's a nice place. You know, it has four seasons. If you like the snow and ski, and that's what kind of brought me out here a long time ago, you know, I can be on the biggest ski hill in the Western Hemisphere in, you know, less than an hour from my house, but yet I can do that on a Saturday, and I can golf on Sunday for most of the year.
Wow. That's got to be an awesome place to live. Now, what brought you into your passion dealing with financials and, you know, making sure that people get funded? Because you've had a pretty great track record from the amount of time that you've been in and what you've been doing. How did that come about? What made you get into this business?
Right out of college, I took a job with a Fortune 500 company. Proceeded to get fired within 2 years, not because I did anything illegal or wrong or anything like that, but I just wasn't a conformist, and I wasn't a corporate guy. And I, at that time, my grandmother was still alive. She had some money, and she's like, you know, you'll never work for anybody else, so you might as well start, you know, being an entrepreneur. In the back then, I mean, this was in the early 80s. I'm like, what's an entrepreneur? And so she said, I'm going to give you some money to buy a business. And we did that. We bought a distressed business, and I fixed it. And, you know, then my ADD started kicking in, and I was bored, so I sold it. And I went on and proceeded to do that 13 more times. And the one constant in every business was money. And, you know, you can query a small business owner or entrepreneur about what the most important thing is in the business, and bottom line is it's two things: money, number one, followed by marketing. And the only reason marketing isn't number one is you've got to have money to market. So I'm looking at this and said, wow, you know, this is, you know, there's something here. And I figured out how the credit markets worked and figured out, you know, what small business owners needed that they weren't getting, and started a company in April 5th of 2004. We'll be 11 years old here next month. And in that time, we've obviously done something right, because we put over $400 million in the hands of small business owners in 11 years. And we did it virtually with our reputation and our character and our integrity totally intact, and which very rarely happens in the business world, especially in the world that I play in.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, one of the things that struck me from when you were telling us this was the fact that you said money and marketing, and money for marketing. And tell us a little bit how marketing plays, you know, such an important role in your business, and what types of marketing did you do for your firm, you know, along with the word of mouth that, you know, got you clients.
Okay. You know, marketing really is one of the biggest pieces to any successful business. But you look at the average entrepreneur or the average small business owner, and that's the last thing they spend money on, and it should be the first thing they spend money. And the second part of that is they don't have a structured plan or a goal in mind. They'll go out, if it's a retail business, you know, whatever, a restaurant, and they'll go out to Valpak or you know, Living Social, and they'll spend $500 to put a coupon up, you know, in the marketplace. And if it works, great. If it doesn't, well, geez, that was stupid. I'm never going to do that again. And, you know, marketing is just, it's a science. I market my company solely on the internet because I find it more efficient. I find it less expensive. But it's you have to keep at it. You have to market. And, the rule of thumb is 10 cents out of every dollar in revenue you have should be reinvested into a structured marketing program. Wow. I talk to over 200 businesses a month. I would say less than 5% of them have a structured marketing program.
Ooh, God, that is that's something else. And do you think that that structured marketing program will have also anything to do when someone comes to you to package their product? What are some of the main things that you guys look for when someone wants that financing?
We just look for business owners that or entrepreneurs that are open to the structure of the marketing, that they're running a solid business, and they're just they want to be bigger and better and more efficient, and unfortunately the bigger and better typically comes from the marketing end of it, and the rest of it, you've got to have money. I mean, especially in seasonal businesses or things like that, there's so much going on that you sit there, and if you are a landscaper, for example, and your big time of year is from March to October, you don't need money in those times because you're working just, night and day getting things done. But come
right.
December 1st, who plants trees in December unless you're, in the southern state? But where you're at, they do. But where I'm at, they don't do that. The same thing with the Great Lakes and everything else. And, you need money to get you through. But at that same time, it's the wintertime when a landscaper should be, marketing the heck out of his business and getting contracts ready. So, come March 1st, he or she's hitting the ground running.
Right. So, for our listeners, let's get into how does personal credit work and how does business credit work? Are there really some big differences, or, are they so similar that one always has the other right in hand?
Okay. Well, there's three types of credit. There is personal credit that you personally guarantee. There is business credit that you personally guarantee, and there is business credit that you don't personally guarantee. And of the latter, the easiest way to explain is think Donald Trump. You've watched Donald Trump bankrupt four times in the last 20 years, yet his personal wealth has always stayed intact. I mean, I just read 2 days ago, the Fortune 1000 list of billionaires, and he's still worth $4.7 billion even after bankrupting four times. Well, what he's done is he'll go out, he'll start a corporation, he'll go to a lender and say, hey, I'm going to build the Taj Mahal. I want you to give my corporation a loan. And if the Taj Mahal gets built and gets filled up and works, then we're all going to make a lot of money. If it doesn't work, you're not going to sue me personally and come after my assets. You're going to sue my corporation, and I'm going to bankrupt my corporation, so you just write it down on your, corporate taxes. That's business credit without a personal guarantee, and that is absolutely available on a relative scale to any entrepreneur and business owner out there. Going next in line, the business credit with a personal guarantee, that's going to your Wells Fargo's of the world and saying, I want a business loan for $50,000 or a line of credit for $50,000 that will carry me through. I'm a landscaper, and it's coming to, our slow season, but I still have to eat. I still have to, my business still has to function. And the lender, if you meet their credit criteria, will say, okay, do the application, and we'll get you the loan or line of credit. Use it, pay it, do whatever you want. But if you do go broke or if you do default, we're going to come after you with both barrels, and we're going to take your car and your house and your wife and your firstborn and, you know, whatever else they put on the dotted line. So that's
wow.
business credit with a personal guarantee, which is the most prevalent thing out there right now. And then you have personal credit with a personal guarantee. And that's pretty self-explanatory, you know, go buy a car, go buy a house, go get a credit card, go to Best Buy and buy a 75-inch flat screen and, you know, fill out the application. That's personal credit with a personal guarantee. Now, here's a really important thing that the listeners need to take into account. The vast majority of the entrepreneurs that I talk to go out and start their company using personal credit cards. They'll go get 5 or 6 or 7. I've seen as many as 15 credit cards with $2,000 to $20,000 limits on them, and they'll go out and they'll max out each one of these credit cards to start their business. 2 years later, they've got a great business going. They're ready to go to the next stage, and they need to go borrow money. And they go into a bank and say, okay, it's been 2 years. I have a legitimate business, and I want to borrow $100,000. Well, the banker, the very first thing they do is look at your credit report, and they'll see that you have 15 credit cards that are maxed out. And even though you've never missed a payment, even though you've never done anything wrong, they're all maxed out, and therefore your credit score is basically in the tank, because credit utilization is 30% of your score, and they'll say, sorry, I can't get you money until you pay these credit cards off. And you're saying, well, I want the money so I can pay the credit cards off, and that's the catch-22. So for those of you out there that are starting a business or find yourself in this trap right now, there are ways out of it, but, you know, as a rule, go out and get a business loan or business line of credit that doesn't report to your personal credit bureaus, and you'll be a lot better off down the road.
Now, I understand with you providing loans and having a lot of long-term customers that come back and forth to make things happen for themselves. Do you also have any plans in place? Let's say someone came to you and they just wasn't quite there yet. What do you do for them, whether it's
there's a lot of things that need to be done, but, you know, our scope is all about credit, and we deal with this on a regular basis. Probably 20% of our company is actually fixing people's personal credit. You know, there's so many issues with credit these days. And that just because you have bad credit doesn't mean you're a bad person. You know, 90% of the people out there that have bad credit, one of the following four things happen. They either lost a job, they got a divorce, there was a death in the immediate family, or they got sick. And because of those things, which, yeah, you have a little bit of culpability, but it's still, you know, do you belong in credit prison because your husband walked out on you because thought he was in love with his secretary? You know, that shouldn't, you know, now there's a single mom out there, which is one of our biggest demographics, with three little kids that doesn't really have any sellable skills because she's been a housewife for 15 years. And all of a sudden, you know, Papa doesn't pay the bills, and, you know, their credit cards are in the tank, their car gets repoed, the home gets foreclosed on. All this stuff happens on a regular basis. The question you ask yourself is, does that woman belong in credit prison for 10 years? Because that's how long it takes, really, to get rid of these negative items, where she can't buy a car, she can't buy a house, depending on what job she is applying for. You know, a lot of companies won't take people as employees with bad credit, and on and on and on. The reality is, though, that the credit bureaus are not government organizations. They make rules, and their rules are predicated upon the fact that they make more money off of people with bad credit than people with good credit.
Right.
So it is in their best financial interest to write rules that require you to be have bad credit for as long as possible.
Right.
Now, with all that being said, when we get somebody, anybody can get money these days for just about anything. There's more money out there than I've ever seen in, you know, the 11 years I've been in this business. But being properly qualified makes that path much more straight than the alternative. So when somebody comes to me, the very first thing I'm like, show me your personal credit. And if you don't have a business, here is how business credit can help you. If you do have a business, then, you know, there's actually a shortcut to the business credit or building a business credit profile. We spend a lot of time preparing people from a credit standpoint. And, I mean, we close 95% of our applicants we find money for, and we do that. We have that success because we prepare people.
Wow. Now, we've had a number of callers listen, and I'm just going to open it up to one because of the amount of time that we have to see if they might have a personal question for you. So I have a caller here with the 704 area code. The first three numbers are 221. So that 704 area code, 221. I'm going to put you on the air. Please state your name, where your location is, and your question or comment. All right, so 704-221, you are on the air live.
Hi, my name's Sarita Fallon. And the question that I have is, how do you help that single mom get out of the credit crisis?
Great question. I was hoping that would be it. The reality of the situation is that, like I just ended the last little dissertation, there's nothing that can't come off a credit report no matter what anybody tells you. Okay, the credit bureaus are nothing more than glorified lead generation companies. They sell your information. Every time you get a something in the mail from Capital One or State Farm or American Express, your private information came from one of the big three credit bureaus. So the numbers are this. They sell the information of somebody with a sub-640 credit score for about $145 annually. If you have a 700-plus credit score, they only get about $85 annually. Now, that's a difference of $60. It doesn't sound like a lot of money, but remember, there are 55 million people in this country that have bad credit, so it is a lot of money. Now, to answer your question directly, we take a look at a single mom or anybody's credit report. Typically, 80 to 85% of the items on a credit report are there either erroneously or illegally. And we don't have enough time today to go through all the laws, but let's just say that every American or every person in this country has something on their credit either illegal or in error, and then we have an attorney on staff that simply goes to work and removes those items.
Now, Daryl, can you get out your contact information once more, phone number, email, whatever you want to share, so that our listener will be able to also get in touch with you?
Sure. Direct line to my desk is 303-513-8664. It's 303-513-8664. And my website is just Midas-Financial.com. It's not an underscore, but a hyphen. So the word Midas and then a hyphen and then financial.com.
Great. Now we have one more person, but we have about 6 minutes left, so I'm just going to put them on. Listener, you are also of the 704 area code, and the first three numbers are 492. So 704-492, you are on the air for a question or a comment if you like.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Joseph Stafford. I am in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I have a question about, you know, starting their corporation, because like you said, you know, Bill Gates, people like that, they have corporate credit. How would you get about starting your own corporation and doing it that way versus going out and getting several credit cards or loans or things like that?
Great question, and it's really, really simple. Starting a corporation is I can do a corporation from start to finish in 10 minutes or less. It basically is going to the IRS website and filling out an application, and they'll give you an employee identification number instantaneously if you do it online. The second part is going to your Secretary of State and registering your corporation or LLC with the Secretary of State. There's no charge for the IRS designation. There is a charge for the state designation. And I want to say from memory, in North Carolina, I believe it's like $125. So once you go out and have those, and any accountant or CPA or attorney can do it for you, we do it for like $199. And attorney's going to charge you like as much as $1,500. That's just what they do. We charge basically our cost for the person to do it simply so we can get more people in play. But once you do that, then you can go out and start building corporate credit. There's a very specific way to do it. You know, there is a cost to it, or there are do-it-yourself packages out there. I would strongly encourage you to get a package or enroll in a specific one. We sell them, but I mean, they're not cheap. They're a couple $1,000s. But here's the thing. If you go out and do what you want to do as far as a corporation and then enroll in a business credit building program, 6 months from now, you're going to have $100,000 worth of corporate credit that you have not personally guaranteed. You can go out and start the highest risk business you can possibly think of. If it wins, it wins, and you're making a bunch of money. If it loses, and we don't preach this, but if it loses, you can literally walk away from that corporation and that debt, $300 to bankrupt the company, and you're done with it. But now, that's not what we preach, but that's just a huge part of it, that you can walk away. And people do it on a regular basis. Less than 1% of the people in this country have corporate credit. Which I don't understand, because there's so many other things that are important with it, too.
All right, so, Daryl, we're down to the bare bones minimum of our time. Guys, all of our listeners, of course, you can go to thinkbigradio.com. You'll have all of his information. You'll have his website. You'll be able to go to his website, pull off his contact information right from there. Daryl, in closing our conversation today, and hopefully we'll be able to have you on again to cover some things, is there anybody or anything that you would like to thank?
You know, I thank my Lord Jesus. He's been so benevolent to me, and we're a real faith-based, kingdom-worshiping family. We've been blessed, and so I thank him. I think I have the most beautiful wife in the world that I love more than anything. I have an 8-year-old daughter, and we're just getting ready to adopt 4 little boys, all brothers. So any of you out there that pray, please pray for me, because I'm going to need it. But that takes place in just the next couple weeks.
Wow. All right, everybody. So you've heard it. Mr. Daryl Hornbacher, president of Midas Financial out there in Denver, Colorado. And as you can see just from his answer of the cost in North Carolina, he is familiar with more than one state. like to see you guys again on thinkbigradio.com. Be sure to spread the word. And without further ado, take care and chat
You're
later.
To thinkbigradio.com, where big
Thank
thinkers
you.
Come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.